Chapter 1. The Spirit of Life. Jane was really pleased about her new church. She was particularly excited about their homeless ministry. And she was so grateful that, after the first meeting she attended, she'd been invited back for a meal with a lovely group of people. But she'd woken the next day with a strange feeling, a feeling of insecurity. Towards the end of the afternoon, one of the girls had asked her whether she had the Spirit. "Yes," she said, "I think so." But it struck her that "I think so" perhaps wasn't a great answer. She thought she had the Spirit, but now she wasn't so sure. What did having the Spirit look like? Maybe you can relate to Jane. You've been told you have the Spirit, but when you hear people talking about the Spirit's work in their lives, you begin to wonder if you really do. Let's start by looking at Titus chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. It says, "At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life." Everything God does, He does as Father, Son, and Spirit. God is a triunity or trinity, a unity of three persons. All three members of the Trinity work together in everything God does. And there's no exception here. Who rescues sinners? Is it the Father, the Son, or the Spirit? It's all three together. The Father started it all off. The plan of salvation was initiated by His love. It's His kindness that has appeared. And He did it all through Jesus Christ our Savior. But it's the Spirit who completes the work. It's the Spirit who brings about new life in us. Verse 5 says, "He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by..."